Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week. If he declares that, its signed deal that was signed with the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, he says it will not be in the U.S. national interest in light of what he views as Iran's noncompliance with the agreement.
The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
Mr. Trump's move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to impose some or all of the economic sanctions that have been lifted as part of the original agreement. U.S. government and private sector analysts believe the next ballistic missile launch by North Korea could be within a few days. The next rocket launch could be another nuclear-capable medium-range missile. Las Vegas police say they will have, and they so far have, no motive for the shooter who killed at least 58 people, wounded hundreds more, happened at an outdoor country music concert earlier this week in the U.S. state of Nevada. Local Sheriff Joe Lombardo spoke to reporters about their investigation and whether the shooter, Stephen Paddock, had accomplices.
You got to make the assumption he had to have some help at some point, and we want to ensure that that's the answer.
Investigators still searching for clues as to why Paddock fired repeatedly from the window of a hotel casino onto the concert venue. This is VOA News.